This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Appleton Area School District Board of Education voted to approve an amended 2025-26 district budget during its meeting Monday night. The board also certified the tax levy for the school district's share of property taxes at $6.09 per $1,000 of equalized value. The amendment to add the cent to the mill rate was introduced by one of the newest board members, Oliver Zornow. The amendment will increase Fund 39 by $150,000 to prepay additional debt and lower future costs.
It is a proven strategy that the district has used for decades to lower future costs by prepaying debt and to stabilize the tax rate for our taxpayers. So I'd like to propose the amendment of $150,000 of additional levy in Fund 39.
The total tax levy rate for the 25-26 budget will now be over $82 million. Executive Director of Finance Holly Burr said the 608-cent mill rate originally proposed before Zornow's amendment is the lowest that the AASD has had in 40 years. The school district voted 4-1 to approve the amended budget. The only dissenting vote was Oliver Zornow, who wanted to include several amendments to the budget to fund programs that would ensure incoming kindergarten students are ready for the school environment. Tuesday, a bipartisan subcommittee at the State Building Commission approved spending $15 million as part of Governor Tony Evers' plan to overhaul our aging prison system, to include closing Green Bay Correctional Institution. This is just step one in a plan that will cost up to $1 billion and take 6 years to complete. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Isabella Nieto has more.
Domestic and family violence claimed the lives of 109 individuals in 2024. That's according to a report released October 1st by End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Jane Graham Jennings is the executive director of the Women's Community, a Wausau-based organization that helps people affected by domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, and human trafficking. She says it's hard to combat the rising number of deaths because of the complexity of domestic violence.
There still is a tendency for people to blame victims, and there's still not an incentive for people who cause harm to change.
She says there is a power dynamic in a household affected by domestic violence.
The people who choose harm manipulate and control everything. They manipulate the systems, they manipulate law enforcement, they manipulate judges, and they keep getting away with that.
Wisconsin has a mandatory arrest law for domestic violence cases, which means when a police officer is called to a scene of domestic violence, they are required to find out who the predominant aggressor is and arrest them. Jennings says that law hasn't curbed the problem.
People who use power and control manipulate the entire system and continue to be manipulative and continue to harm and hurt their family members, and they use the legal system to do that.
Jennings says for those who may be in a domestic violence situation, you are not alone, it's not your fault, and there is help for you. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
In the Fox Valley, the Christine Ann Domestic Abuse Services in Oshkosh and Harbor House in Appleton provide shelter and services to domestic abuse victims. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has resumed providing abortion care after a pause of almost 4 weeks. The organization stopped offering the services on October 1st while staff figured out how to comply with a new federal law. Already, federal dollars could not go toward most abortions. That's been the law for 50 years. But the new budget law, which Republicans dubbed the Big Beautiful Bill, bans clinics that do perform abortions from accepting federal Medicaid dollars for any health care services for 1 year. That includes the wide variety of care Planned Parenthood provides, like cancer screenings, contraception, and HIV treatment. According to a press release from Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, it relinquishes its essential community provider status. Therefore, it will no longer meet the definition of a prohibited entity under the federal law and is not barred from receiving Medicaid funds. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin serves 50,000 people statewide, and 60% of them have insurance through Medicaid. It's a first in Wisconsin history. This month, a newborn was safely surrendered in one of the state's safe haven baby boxes. The drop-off happened at a fire station in Racine. The drop boxes are climate-controlled areas that let parents anonymously and safely leave their newborns without fear of prosecution. A statement says the infant was immediately cared for by the firefighters and taken to a hospital. Child Protective Services is working to find a permanent home. Wisconsin currently has 4 active safe haven baby boxes in Elkhorn, Racine, and Reedsburg, and here in northeast Wisconsin in Howard. There are plans for more of the safe haven boxes statewide. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks knock off the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 12 at the half and came back to beat the Knicks at five serve form, 121-111. Giannis with 37 points. Ryan Rollins, a career high 25 from Milwaukee. But after the game, Doc Rivers said what he really liked was the defense by Rollins and Kyle Kuzma.
It's what we have to do. I mean, you know, our whole parts is what makes us seem really good. I thought the second half, just the effort defensively by everyone, starting with Ryan, guarding Brunson for most of the night, got tons of deflections, got his hands on the ball, got a couple of steals. Kuz guarding Karl-Anthony Towns. That's as good as you can get.
So the Bucks host the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night. Tip-off time at 7 p.m. Baseball, a big night for the Blue Jays. They jumped out to an early lead, beat the Dodgers in L.A. 6-2 to tie the World Series, up 2 games apiece. Game 5 of the Fall Classic tonight at Dodger Stadium with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid-50s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.